Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Trump between the hammer of Jewish support and the unveil of his supporters. Translated. Al-Raya newspaper, issue 561, 20th of August 2025 CE, by Ustadh Muhammad Ibrahim, America. Trump entered politics with no political experience. From the start, he relied on a white base which he was able to reach by presenting himself as outside the traditional political spectrum. He played on racism, hatred of people of color, and hostility towards Muslims. He succeeded in creating a strong base called MAGA, an acronym for Make America Great Again. It is noteworthy that his electoral base now consists of four main segments. The main segment, Evangelical Christians, who constitute about a third of the American population. They are among the staunchest supporters of the Jewish entity and are among the most powerful lobbyists and donors. They believe that the existence of the Jewish entity hastens the return of their Messiah. Evangelicals were impressed by Trump's decisions during his first term, such as moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, recognizing the annexation of the Golan Heights, and the efforts in the Abraham Accords. Nearly 80% of them voted for him into the 2024 elections. The second segment, traditional conservatives, especially the elderly, they believe in a strategic alliance between America and the Jewish entity, and they see the existence of the entity as being in America's interest. The third segment, those who believe in the American First principle, they demand non-interference in foreign conflicts, refraining from providing aid to other countries, and requiring the president to focus on America's domestic issues, such as infrastructure and student loans. This group is now the loudest in criticizing Trump. These criticisms are led by Tucker Carlson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Megyn Kelly, and other media figures, and social media influencers. The fourth segment, the racist right-wingers, such as the Ku Klux Klan, KKK, neo-Nazis, and the alt-right. They are a smaller group than the others, and some of them are anti-Semitic, hate Jews, and demand an end to Jewish influence in American politics. It is noteworthy that there have been some shifts in Trump's popular base towards support for the Jewish entity. According to a Washington Post article on June 30, 2025, titled, quote, Young Republicans are fueling the GOP's generational divide on Israel, end quote. The percentage of Republicans under the age of 50 who view the Jewish entity favorably was 63% in 2022 and now stands at 48% and 52% unfavorable. According to a study conducted by the James Zogby Research Services, the results of which were announced on May 5, 2025, the percentage of Republicans who believe that U.S. policy is too pro-Israel had increased from 33% in 2024 and 39% in 2025. According to a Quinnipiag poll from May 2024, the percentage of Republicans as a whole who support the Jewish entity declined from 78% to 64%. It's clear that there's a split among Trump supporters regarding his policy towards the Jewish entity, particularly his unconditional support for the massacres and starvation taking place in Gaza, which are spine-chilling and shocking. Some, such as Tucker Carlson, raised topics on his platform about the Gaza war and starvation of people that many media outlets in Muslim countries do not. And he brings in guests who strongly attack the entity. The latest example was an interview with American officer Anthony Aguilar, who worked with the U.S.-founded Gaza Humanitarian Foundation and resigned from the U.S. Army after returning from Gaza and witnessed the systemic killing and starvation. Aguilar mentioned the story of a child, Amir, and his cold-blooded murder by the Jewish Army. Such actions were taboo in the American media. Given this division, a question may come to mind about the impact of this division on Trump's policy and his willingness to change it. To answer this, it is necessary to understand the existing relationship between America and the Jewish entity. The West is the one that created this deformed entity in the heart of Muslim countries to serve as an advanced military base there. Preserving it is vital, and a supreme interest of the West in general, and America in particular. It is inconceivable that America would abandon it or cut off aid that could harm it. The relationship between them is like that of a spoiled child and its parent. However, when the supreme vital interests of America and the Jewish entity conflict, America puts its interests first, as happened at the Madrid conference in 1991, when it forced Yitzhak Shamir to attend the conference by threatening to withhold aid. Yet, given the current circumstances, Trump will not cut off aid to the Jewish entity due to the father-son relationship that exists between them and the popular base he relies on, which remains strong in supporting the entity to this day, despite the weakness it has suffered. But he may do some things to appease part of his anti-war base in Gaza, such as some food aid or some ineffective statements. He is known for lying and issuing contradictory statements. Overall, he is contradictory in his general approach, showing concern about the situation in Gaza while maintaining full support for the entity. During his visit to Scotland on July 28, 2025, he said, quote, "Some of those kids are, that's real starvation stuff. I see it, and you can't fake that," end quote. He also called for the establishment of food centers in Gaza without a fence or border. It is sad and heartbreaking that Muslims expect support from their enemies, who number over 2 billion Muslims, and they have become like the froth of the sea, and the most cowardly of Allah's creation has persisted in killing them, and that is only because of the absence of a guardian and a defender. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the state of the Khilafah al-Rashida rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood will return soon, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prepare for this ummah a sincere Muslim ruler who will look after its affairs and protect its integrity. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-imamu junnatun yuqatilu min wara'ihi wa yuttaqa bih." Indeed, the imam is a shield behind whom Muslims fight and by whom they are protected. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.